Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Friday restaurant news and reviews continues now, and we're talking stroopwafels. Now, a few weeks ago, I mentioned being on United Airlines, and one of the best things about that is you get to have a stroopwafel, and then we found out that's not the only place. You don't have to take a trip on a plane to get the stroopwafel. And with us now is the president of the Dutch Waffle Company, making stroopwafels for us, Bianca Lettens. Bianca, good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
I am anxious to hear first about the history of the stroopwafel. Explain what it is. Some people don't know about the stroopwafel, which is it's now my favorite treat. How did this all start?
Well, that started a long, long time ago, about 200 years, in the Netherlands. And the bakers, they had leftover product, and somehow they created this stroopwafel, which is now easy to explain. It's a crispy wafer filled with caramel. So the dough, we bake it. It's a and then we slice it and add the caramel in between.
Mm. And how did you? Oh, by the way, the trick is to. It's round, and so if you put it on top of your coffee cup or mug of tea or whatever, and the heat rises and kind of warms up the stroopwafel. Is that how you recommend having this?
Yes, that is nowadays how many people do it. It is, however, we think, Patrick and I, we're the owners, think it's a little bit funny because we and my friends and family never did that because we just have freshly baked stroopwafels and you can just eat them right out of the pack. However, it is when you put it on top of a hot beverage, it does the heat of the coffee or the tea, the hot chocolate, does warm up the caramel again. So it is an extra experience, what a lot of people enjoy.
Yeah, it's an American thing, I guess. You mentioned Patrick. He's the vice president of sales. So you and your husband, this is kind of a family business for you. How did that all happen?
Well, that started quite a while ago. It's quite a long story, but I tried to keep it short. I was an exchange student in 1988. And, of course, you bring something that's typical for your country. And so I brought stroopwafel. And we remained in contact with my host families when I could come, but I always needed to bring my stroopwafel. And, when Patrick and I got married, we were discussing how we'd love to live in the United States. And my host dad said, hey, why don't you start something with your stroopwafels? We all love them. So in 1999, we did a 10-week trial, found out that besides my friends and family, everybody likes stroopwafels. So we set up the process of immigrating to the United States. And we even bought a car, thought we would back in several months because the lawyer said, well, that shouldn't be too hard. And then when we returned, we found out that we got denied. And so that's a lengthy process of trying to get into the United States with a legit visa. And so in 2019, we tried again. And we were lucky after 20 years to receive the visa. And even though it was a long time and you now have stroopwafels imported from the Netherlands, we were convinced that we will succeed because there's nothing better than a freshly baked stroopwafel. And people are recognizing that.
Yeah, I'll second that. And for you, it's a taste of home. So the stroopwafels that we get on United, and by the way, that introduced the stroopwafel to a lot of people. Do you hear that a lot?
Yeah, you're totally right. So in that sense, it's helping us,
yeah.
and that people recognize the Stroopwafel, the delicious cookie, and but they also recognize the difference between imported and freshly baked.
And so the Stroopwafel that many stores sell now, is that the real thing? Is that from your Dutch waffle company from the Netherlands?
Well, unfortunately, the Stroopwafel itself, mostly from the competitors, they do either are imported or do not have the original.
Oops, dude, did you drop out there? I'm sorry, you dropped out there for a second. You were saying they don't have the original something?
Yeah, so they have the look and feel of a Stroopwafel, like for the... You have Stroopwafels that are filled with honey, but that's not an original Stroopwafel. So we have the original recipe, mm-hmm. and that's a difference. And what you see, what else? We have a lot of other products as well, and so the no-bake Stroopwafel pie crust you can find throughout the United States in in all the Kroger stores, Meijer stores. I'm missing some.
No, we'll find them. Believe me. So just look for the Dutch Waffle Company listed on the package, right?
Yes. So, like I said, the Stroopwafels they're mostly online, and now we're looking for store owners in Chicago, actually, mm-hmm. to provide the Stroopwafels in the stores as well. But what you can find throughout the United States mostly is the pie crust that is made from the cut-offs of the Stroopwafel. It is without the caramel, but it is excellent to use as for example, a pie crust.
Stop! You're making me too hungry. All right, we'll check out your website too. Dutch Waffle Company, Bianca Lettens. Thank you, and I know you have our address here at WGN, and we're looking mm-hmm. for that shipment of thousands of Stroopwafels. If it's not
awesome.
Too much trouble. Thank you, Bianca.
No.
And continued success to you. Lovely
Thank
having
you
on.
Thank you very much, Bob.
You're welcome.